Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
It's an island nation. It's five times our size and 25 times our population. So how has Japan managed far fewer deaths from COVID-19 than Ireland? And as we exit lockdown, can we successfully follow the Japanese model? Now, earlier I spoke to the Tokyo Bureau Chief of the Financial Times, Robin Harding, and I began by asking him, how did Japan first approach the suppression of COVID-19?
One of the really important things about Japan and COVID is how early the awareness was here. And that's because it was in China, and the two countries are neighbours, and there's millions of Chinese tourists in Japan. And so it was absolutely clear to the Japanese people and the Japanese government that COVID was going to come here. And so people started reacting really early. And at a time when I think in Europe and the US, people were still looking at COVID and thinking, you know, this is a Chinese problem. This is about Wuhan. This is nothing to do with us. In Japan, people realized it was to do with them pretty much from day one. So there was an early reaction both from the public. The public started wearing masks. They started hand sanitizing. They even started some voluntary social distancing by themselves. And there was an early reaction from the government too. And I guess the final thing to mention there is the Diamond Princess incident. Although that was an international cruise ship, that ship was quarantined in Japan. And again, it just added to the early awareness of how serious COVID was.
So did the Japanese voluntarily enter into these measures like the mask wearing and the sanitizing from someplace around the middle of January?
They were definitely starting from the middle of January. It became a big thing. The mask wearing is really interesting in Japan. There's a long history and culture of doing it. When you have a cold in Japan, for a long time you've been meant to wear a mask when you go on the metro so you don't give it to other people. So the instant reaction of Japanese people when they hear there's a virus about is to start wearing masks. So by the end of January, as I remember it, when I was riding the metro to work, you know, everybody had a mask on and I was starting to get dirty looks because I didn't. And I followed suit and got my own mask a little bit after that. The benefit of wearing a mask is not that you don't get the virus. It's that if you have the virus and you're on a train or something, then you're less likely to spread it to other people.
And is it the case, Robin, that Japan never, you did declare a state of emergency, but Japan never went into lockdown?
So this is also interesting. The Japanese authorities hold that the Japanese constitution prohibits lockdown. So there's an article in the Japanese constitution that gives citizens the right to freedom of movement. And so the government said, we can't do lockdown. It's against the law. So instead, they declared the state of emergency and appealed to the public to voluntarily close their businesses, stay at home. And it seems that that was really pretty well respected. So restaurants, quite a lot of restaurants stayed open all the time, but most companies shut their offices, people work from home. And so in a voluntary way, Japan achieved pretty much the same kind of lockdown effect that Ireland or France or the US or other places that had a compulsory lockdown have been able to achieve.
Let's move to another key factor here. This is the whole question of contact tracing. It was done differently in Japan. Talk us through that.
So the Japanese authorities are very proud of what they've done on contact tracing. And they say their approach has been particularly uniquely well suited to the characteristics of COVID. So what most countries do is pretty simple. You've got someone who's been diagnosed with COVID. You ask them, tell us your list of people you've been in contact with, your friends, your family, people you've bumped into during the course of your business, and we'll keep tabs on them, see if they get COVID. If they do, we'll make sure they're quarantined so they don't spread it to other people. That's what most countries have been mm-hmm. doing. Japan adds something else to that. They try to find out where you got COVID. So they trace backwards all the places you've been and try to find common sources where lots of people seem to have got the disease, be it a nightclub or a hospital or something like that. And then they track all the people who were in that place. And the thing about COVID-19 coronavirus, it seems like there are a lot of super spreaders. So a few people are responsible for causing most of the infections. It's not just like one person infects two other people. A few people cause most of the infections. And so what they say is they were able to track more of those super spreaders through this backward-looking thing of finding out where people were infected. And that was more efficient in controlling the spread of the virus than just following up the close contacts of people who've got the virus now.
A key question in relation to this would be, what are the turnaround times for test results?
They're not great. Japan has not been a success story when it comes to testing. Japan hasn't had a lot of tests. The turnaround times have not been good. So in a way, what's interesting is how much Japan has been able to succeed without so much testing. But the experts here will acknowledge that the real champions, the countries that have done best of all, are South Korea and Taiwan, which have really kept it at very low levels, and testing is a much bigger part of the story in those countries.
But if we in Ireland are to take lessons from the Japanese experience, would the two takeaways be the whole question of mask or face covering wearing, the hygiene issue, naturally enough, which is key in every country, and contact tracing?
I'd say the interesting things to look at are masks, retrospective contact tracing of where people got infected. But the really crucial thing everywhere is being timing, your timing, getting on this early and locking down at the right time before it explodes. And I really don't think there's any magic. It's the countries that have locked down at the right time that have done the most to avoid COVID spreading.
Robin Harding there, the Tokyo Bureau Chief of the Financial Times, speaking to me a little earlier.